This is a PowerPath recording on managing free-floating anxiety. During the coming times, there will be occasions when the instinctive center will open spontaneously in ways that are challenging. The result of your instinctive center opening is that you may feel a range of feelings from mild anxiety all the way to absolute dread and panic. Here, I will address how to handle the instinctive center simply and effectively, methods of closing it down, and clearing it of unwanted material. First, I'll review the nature of the instinctive center so you'll understand what it is and what it does for you. So, what is the instinctive center? Well, bear in mind that the instinctive center is necessary software for your body. So it is just the management of it that I'm addressing here. I'm just addressing how you manage your instinctive center. You cannot get rid of it or you'll die. The instinctive center is not located in any one place because it's distributed through your DNA. Every cell of your body has encoded information from your instinctive center. The information has everything to do with the survival of your body, physiological processes, safety precautions, instinctive intuitions about what you can and can't eat, drink, and breathe. In addition, it has all the information about survival that you've accumulated over every past life, including this one. It has recorded every way you've died, what mistakes you've made that threatened your safety, diseases you've acquired, how you got them, how you treated them effectively or not, what social mistakes you made that led to your demise, and so on. It also includes information you've gleaned from watching others get injured, sick, or die. So you can see that it's a huge amount of information stored like computer files, waiting for the proper stimulation that releases them. Hopefully, in order to help you more effectively survive. Now, bear in mind that your instinctive center does not always produce a big adrenaline rush when it's working. Often, it's subliminally influencing you in very helpful ways that you may not notice at all. For example, if you're walking near a cliff, it will influence you to step carefully and not get too close to the edge. You may still be enjoying the view and not notice any anxiety at all. Or let's take another example. When you're driving your car, you may be keeping to the speed limit and driving safely without noticing that your instinctive center is monitoring your driving. If you're careless and begin to move into a risky territory, then your instinctive center will release adrenaline into your bloodstream to prepare you for quick action. So be aware that sometimes there is no apparent reason for your anxiety. This is called free-floating anxiety. And it doesn't appear to have one source, but it does have a source, sometimes many at the same time. The sources are usually more underground and may result in some vague feeling of dread that you can't identify. It simply means there are a number of things that conspire together to remind you that the situation is threatening. That too can be cleared effectively. Sometimes the dread is a matching picture. It means that the fear is actually coming from someone other than who you're with. A mob or a group of people who are fearful can sometimes stimulate fear in you as well. You're caught up in it, so to speak. Their fear response is catching and stimulates some dread in you. Perhaps you remember a time as a kid when you were with some friends, and one of them began to fear ghosts or vampires coming. And before you knew it, you were running in panic along with all of them. You caught the fear picture, and your own instinctive center responded with adrenaline. Mobs often function this way. Younger souls have to rely on the instinctive center much more than older souls do in order to survive. They're often not sophisticated enough to override it. On the other hand, older souls have more developed instinctive centers, and so they're much harder to kill. They simply have more information about how to survive. They're also much better at learning to override it. If a situation comes up and they're afraid, they can more easily switch off the fear by going to a higher understanding of the situation. So an old soul might say, "Fear is not justified here. This person is threatening me, but they're really a child of spirit and they're just needing more love. I'll treat them with respect and not be fearful." A younger soul in the same situation is more likely to reach for a gun in response for the threat. It's helpful to remember that your instinctive center is not in time. It experiences all time in the present, so that an event that happened centuries ago feels like right now to your instinctive center. If a brown bear attacked and mauled you 2,000 years ago, then brown fur today might just create anxiety, even though it's only a shaggy brown dog. So remember, your mind works by association. So let's look at some examples of information that may be stored in your instinctive center. One, you cut yourself, you got infected, you didn't treat it, and it took over and killed you. Information released by your instinctive center? A, don't cut yourself if possible. B, treat the infection effectively and soon. Number two, you exhausted yourself with work. You didn't get any rest. You didn't eat properly. You got sick and you died. Information released by your instinctive center. A, pace yourself. B, get adequate rest. C, eat properly. Three, you were socially clueless. You had no diplomacy. You insulted the wrong person and they beat you to death. Information released by your instinctive center. Pick up social cues. Learn to handle situations politely. Watch what you say. And D, learn to protect yourself. Four, you didn't know how to say no. You let others talk you into assisting with a robbery. You got caught, tried and executed. Information release. A, have good boundaries. B, don't do something risky just to get accepted. C, don't get caught. D, learn to defend yourself if accused. For example, blame others. Five, you were riding your horse recklessly. The horse stumbled and you were thrown off, breaking your back. You were paralyzed the rest of your short life. Information released by your instinctive center. Slow down. Six, you ate some mushrooms you found in the forest, but you didn't recognize them. You got terribly ill and then you died. Information released by your instinctive center. Never eat anything you don't know is safe. Seven, your sister got wet, but she didn't change her wet clothes and she caught a chill. She didn't do anything about it until she caught pneumonia and she died. You didn't help her and you felt guilty. Information released by your instinctive center. A, don't get wet. B, if you do, dry off as soon as possible. C, don't get chilled. If you do, get warm as fast as possible. E, help others get warm if they are chilled. F, avoid guilt as much as possible since it feels really bad. Okay, here's an exercise to do. Using your imagination and your memory, recall events in your current life where you felt anxiety and it helped you to save yourself. For example, maybe you were almost hit by a car. Okay, now think of some events where you felt anxiety and you felt it got in your way instead of helping you to protect yourself. For example, maybe you were going to speak in public and you felt terribly anxious, or maybe you were putting on a little play and you got very anxious. Well, hopefully by now you get the idea about the basics of how the instinctive center works. In the course of your life, anything that happens that looks similar to something you experienced before, calls up related information stored in your instinctive center so that you can avoid a similar bad experience. This includes all associations to any aspect of the event. The instinctive center functions like a computer, so it's not intelligent on its own. It merely works by association, just like the smartphone's program to correct your text messages, called autocorrect. Sometimes it makes comical mistakes, and sometimes more annoying mistakes. Mistakes that could be very damaging if you don't correct and override them. I'm sure you've had that experience if you have a phone. When your instinctive center is working seamlessly, it's very helpful. It keeps you safe and alive. When it makes errors, it can be a big problem for you. For example, it can make you phobic, overly cautious, unwilling to take risks, or it can simply flood you with adrenaline at the wrong times. This is called an anxiety attack. How many people have experienced terrible anxiety just at the prospect of speaking in public, talking to the boss, or asking someone for a date? There's no real danger to life and limb, but the fear is there nonetheless, based on some threat long since passed. Bear in mind that your instinctive center has programmed into it information about the astrology of your life and the astrology of the times. It needs to be aware of everything that could affect your body and its survival, so it knows that something is up in the world at this time. Your instinctive center is aware if Uranus conjuncts Pluto in the coming year. And this means dramatic change for you and for the planet. It's busy preparing you based on when you last experienced such big changes in any other lifetime and whether you survived or not. Depending on your personality, it will either have you store up food, move to a safer location, pray more often, or just chuckle. Here are some examples of the way that the instinctive center might show up in these unstable times. Pervasive anxiety and worry. Constant fear of being on the wrong track, out of rhythm, or out of step. A fear of having no backup or support. A tendency to want to micromanage everything in your life. Having a vague feeling of being out of control. Your response might be that you want to control everyone and everything. A fear that if you don't keep track of everything, disaster will strike. A sense that no matter what you do, there will be a bad ending and you will lose everything. Managing the instinctive center. Okay, so now you know what the instinctive center is and more or less how it works. Now we'll look at how to manage it better so you can override it when it is overly zealous about protecting you and getting in your way instead. Even though the instinctive center is to be found in all the cells of your body, through your programmed DNA, the root chakra at the base of your spine is a kind of switchboard that handles most of its activity. Therefore, learning to manage your root or first chakra is absolutely necessary for handling the instinctive center. Remember that your instinctive center is part of your elemental or physical self, not of your essence. And therefore, it is designed to accept commands. This means you can talk to it. Here's an exercise. Your instinctive center is not the enemy. It's your friend, who sometimes gets confused. You can do this exercise anytime, whether you feel anxiety or not. However, it's quite useful at the time you do feel it. Begin by talking to your instinctive center and expressing gratitude for all its help. If it wasn't for its labors, your body would never have survived so far. Now tell it you're going to make some adjustments to it. Also that you're going to take a more active role in managing it. That you are sorry that you have neglected to partner with it. Now, go to the base of your spine. Get familiar with the territory by pulling up on your perineum a number of times. Oh, maybe 5 or 10 times. You can use a low L sound to clear it of active information and then tone it. If you pay attention, you can hear it vibrate way down low. So the sound would be Oh. And just by making the sound, you can feel that vibration way down at the base of your spine. You can also use the sound vung, V-U-N-G, and draw it out like vung, and repeat that several times. And that also will clear out your root chakra. Now, simply instruct your energy body to turn down the root chakra to about 5 to 10% of fully open. You can visualize this as well in your own creative way, perhaps seeing it as an iris in an old camera, closing down to let only a little light through. At times it might open right back up again, so you may have to repeat the process several times. Now you need to produce a vibration that is physiological, incompatible with the feeling of fear. Think of someone or something that you love unconditionally. A pet will work just fine. Concentrate on a mental image of them for a few moments and put your attention on your heart. Feel it open. Or think of something that you're grateful for. Think of several things that you're grateful for. It could be something very simple, like the fact that you have food on your table, or that you have shelter, or that you have a good relationship, or that you have a job that you like, or it could be anything. So once again, that'll produce a vibration that's incompatible with a feeling of anxiety. So now, you'll see that you've shut down the instinctive center for the time being, leaving it open just enough to monitor your safety. Now, if you're feeling anxious, obviously, avoid caffeine and other stimulants. They're not helpful. Ask yourself if what you're feeling anxious about is really going to kill you. Now, older souls are not generally anxious about what is really going to kill them, because essence steps in to calm them down. That happens automatically. Therefore, most older souls are mostly anxious about things that are not going to kill them or maim them or hurt them, things that are not real. It's all in the mind. So keep that in mind next time you feel anxious. Okay, let's look at one more method to handle anxiety. If you're feeling anxious, raise one of your hands up in a prayer position in front of your chest. That means that your thumb would be close to your heart. Your hand would be pointing straight up. So your hand is placed at the midline there, and your hand is like a circuit board, and your midline is like a circuit board. When they make contact there in front of your chest, you're able to communicate instructions to the body. So you simply use a code. You simply say, correct, neutral, now. And this accomplishes the task. What that does is it resets your body back to neutral in case that it's become gone out of neutral, and it's become upset or become anxious or something of that order. If you need to, you can repeat that process several times, and often during out the time that you're feeling anxious. With practice, you'll get better at it, and it'll become instantly effective. Okay, those are ways to handle anxiety. For more MP3s, you can contact thepowerpath.com.